Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
So, as we've been reporting, the government has said that it has now been advised by the Attorney General that, quote, regulations provide for organised outdoor events and gatherings of up to 200 people, including social, recreational, exercise, cultural, entertainment or community events. The government statement goes on to, quote, the relevant legislation enacted in May, which specifically excludes the following types of events, those held in a dwelling, wedding receptions, sporting events and training events. Well, the announcement has been greeted with some raised eyebrows in some quarters, so we're going to discuss it now with someone who has become very familiar with all of these guidelines since the pandemic began, and that's wedding event planner Tara Fay. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. So this clarification from the AG, outdoor events for up to 200 people are allowed, quite a bit of surprise being expressed about that. Was it news to you?
Good evening, Sarah. How are you? No, it wasn't, because that has always been listed on, well, for the last number of weeks anyway, on gov.ie, saying that outdoor events were permitted up to 200 people. I think one of the biggest challenges at the moment, not just for event planners and also people within the wedding and events industry and hospitality in general, is that there is a huge lack of clarity. And I'm delighted to hear that the government come out and say that they are going to provide that clarity around events. Because to just there, if you look on the gov.ie site, it's five lines surrounding outdoor events, and that is it. Mm. So then for somebody else to actually go out and look and see where that is, they're literally following a trail to find out, well, what is permitted, what is not permitted. And I think for a lot of event planners, they've just decided not to do things because it's just they just don't have the clarity around it.
Okay.
Now, I would say that the Marion Hotel will always do everything fully in line with
yes, and they have made that clear earlier today in a statement that we were covering. But in terms of how this legislation fits with the Fall to Ireland guidelines, then you can have an outdoor event, but you can't have multiple tables booked by customers in restaurants, pubs, or hotels. So even if a hotel had a venue that could cater to 200 people outside, you couldn't book tables outside for 200 people.
I think if we look at it, actually what they're trying to achieve, I think, and again, it would be great if somebody could come out, anybody could make a decision as to what the overarching principle around this is. We would assume that it is around contact, from a contact tracing point of view, so that one person is in charge of all of the contact details for everybody attending whatever type of event it is. And that is the only thing that I can see around it, what the difference between booking multiple tables in a hotel regardless of any different type of event.
Okay, and in 2 seconds, could you tell us, for example, under your understanding, could an event planner organise a birthday party for up to 200 people outside?
It is unclear whether that is permitted, because whether that falls under what is permitted as an outdoor event at the moment or not. And that is the big problem that is facing everybody within the industry at the moment.
Well, as you say, Leo Vracker says further clarification coming. We will await that with interest. Thank you very much, Tara Fay, for joining us this evening. That's Tara Fay, wedding and event planner. No doubt we'll be coming back to that story tomorrow, but that is all we have time for today. The programme was produced by series producer Elaine Devlin, research by Niamh Dunn. Our broadcast coordinator was Sean Marum, and Mark McGrath was on sound. Arena with Sean Rocks is on the way next from all of us here on Drive Time. Have a great day.